From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. President-elect says he will leave his businesses. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, in a series of tweets overnight, revealed that he has made a decision to leave his businesses behind and concentrate on the presidency. He is scheduled to be inaugurated this coming January. In that series of tweets overnight, the president-elect said he did not give any details, but said he would reveal more details of his plan in a news conference scheduled for December 15th. Fidel Castro's ashes began a four-day journey across Cuba Wednesday from Havana to their final resting place in the eastern city of Santiago. A small Cuban flag-covered cedar coffin containing the remains of the 90-year-old leader was taken out of Cuba's defense ministry just after 7 a.m. and placed into a flower-bedecked trailer pulled by a green military vehicle for more than 800-kilometer procession. The ashes will be interred Sunday, bending the nine-day mourning period for the man who ruled the country for nearly 50 years. The route traces in reverse the victory tour Castro and his bearded rebels took over after overthrowing the forces of strongman Fulgencio Batista in 1959. The caravan will pass through rural communities significantly changed by social and economic reforms he adopted. Many residents now have access to health care and education, but many of those towns are also in a prolonged economic collapse. The country's once dominant sugar industry decimated, the sugar mills and plantations gone. This is VOA News. As thousands were still fleeing Syria's rebel-held part of eastern Aleppo, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zidra al-Hussein, warned today that the majority of its 275,000 inhabitants were still trapped inside as heavy bombardments continued. He said the vast majority of the people of eastern Aleppo are still trapped in a sharply worsening siege, pounded by accelerating bombardment and deliberately deprived of food and medical care. Many of them, he said, including small children, report that they're simply waiting for death, a nightmare which clearly violates the most basic norm of human rights and any shred of human decency. Fighting in Aleppo has escalated after the army began a new offensive last week, bringing more eastern Aleppo districts close to the front line as rescue and ambulance workers say their vehicles and equipment are running out of fuel. The UN said it has distributed its last food rations on November 13th. There is no functioning hospital left in this city that have sought protection. It said it occurred near the site of a government airstrike that killed at least 20 the day before. The Syrian Civil Defense Search and Rescue Group put the toll at 45 dead and accused government forces of being behind the attack. The capital of Muslim-majority Indonesia is on edge ahead of what is expected to be a second massive protest by conservative Muslims against its Christian governor, and no group more so than its Chinese minority. The movement against the governor, who is being prosecuted for allegedly insulting the Quran, has overflowed with racial slurs against his Chinese ancestry, an unnerving sign in a country where a history of lashing out violently against the ethnic minority that makes up 1% of its 250 million people. The 14 oil-producing nations of the OPEC cartel have moved to end infighting and agree to cut output for the first time in 8 years, sparking a surge in the price of crude oil. The international benchmark for crude oil soared 3.80 or 8.2% to $50.18 a barrel as the country's oil ministers seemed to focus less on whether there would be a cut and now more on how it would be shared among members. A decision to cut production could have lasting impact on consumers as oil price increases feed into the cost of car fuel, heating, and electricity. And the United Nations Security Council has just voted on new sanctions placed against North Korea aimed at cutting off funding for its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.